Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from Hermosa Beach, rainy and cloudy and wet. Well, not like the moment, but pretty much all day. And thanks for being on the call today. We actually, this is kind of a different forum today because I'm actually reaching out to you guys, and Jay and I are looking for some guidance, kind of a help us, help you type of forum. So basically, if you kind of got the email, today's discussion, the first part of the discussion will be, I'm hoping it'll be a discussion, is to help us put together a program coming up through the holidays and the beginning of the year, because we've gotten a lot of requests since the book, and a lot of people got some great feedback from the book, but a lot of people want even more kind of a one-on-one type of training or coaching or support through this protocol, and we were trying to figure out how best to do that. And also some things came up, dealing with different people that I've been helping with the protocol and realizing that not everybody, book version of going through this protocol doesn't always work for everybody. Some people have other type of, adversities that reading a book would not, relate as well as maybe, watching a video or a phone call or a teleconference, what have you. So we wanted to get some feedback from you guys, and also we'll do a blog post about this so you guys can actually start interacting and give us back some of your brainstorming thoughts. But, being in business for many, many years, I've definitely learned that don't assume what people want or don't assume the best way to help people. And if you want to know the best way to help people is to ask them. So we basically put our ego aside and say, well, let's just find out how best to help you guys basically create this, get through this protocol in the easiest way possible. And not only that, but because we're coming to a time of the year where trying to diet is extremely difficult through Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas holiday and holiday parties and office parties, and usually the ultimate the ultimate goal ends up being this, the New Year's resolution and getting in shape. And I've had that resolution year in and year out for many, many years and never really ever experienced success up until recently, last couple of years. So how exciting it would be to actually put together something that would really solidify and almost guarantee that you actually reach your success for your New Year's resolution if that's when you plan on taking on this challenge. Some of you guys are right in the middle of it. Some of you guys are going to be in the middle of it as we go through the holiday season. I actually just did a video I'm going to be loading up today, providing you some tips on how to actually navigate through the minefield of Thanksgiving, and we'll do more as we get to Christmas. But what this discussion I'm hoping will be is really you guys kind of just bearing your souls and telling us how we can actually help you, so we can take notes and really put together something that we feel that will benefit you. And the reason why we're doing it kind of early, and it seems like, well, we're not even in the month of November yet, but it comes very quickly. And when you want to build something out or create a program or create a system, you need time to do it. And we want to make sure that everything is in place and ready to go when it's needed. So what we were thinking about, and we would like to get some feedback on, is that basically, realize that we put down the book, that everything we put down step by step in the book, how we went through this protocol and some of the minefields that we navigated through, and some ways that we implemented the phases, implemented the workout, implemented phase three, the strategy for stabilizing and also reintroducing foods in phase four. We wanted to find out what it would look like if you actually had a place you can go every single day and actually be walked through each phase of the protocol every day. I mean, literally a 43-day, 6-week, 12-week, every single day, this is exactly what you need to do in order to have a successful day on the protocol. And what that would look like basically is having a private portal that we as people, the members of our team, would be able to log into and every single day have an exact structured format of what to do that particular day from very beginning, from the day you order your HCG to implementing your shots to cooking your foods and designing your menu and your daily menu and your portions, all the way through the exercise for those of you who want to implement the exercise every single day, literally every single day, step by step, if that would be helpful. We know that we get the feedback we get from a lot of our private coaching clients that some of the biggest benefit of working with us is really just the accountability, number one. Number two, having someone that they can talk to that can actually share and understand the emotional roller coaster going through, the excitement, also the frustration of the scale stops, you know, moving, weight gains that don't seem like they make sense, or weight loss that doesn't seem like it makes sense, or stalls that last longer than you want them to, and having some place to go and actually where people understand exactly what you're talking about, and in a loving environment. I know that I've spent some time, like, you know, a great deal of time in some of the ACG forums, and I find that the environment can be very hostile sometimes. I mean, people, you know, maybe it's because they get tired of new people asking the same question, you know, or whatever, but it just seems like sometimes the answers are very arrogant and mean and short, you know, the short-tempered, and you should figure it out, or you should know it, and it, to me, that's not a loving environment in order to help people. And that if you're asking a question because you want to know the answer, sometimes people get so afraid to ask the question because of the type of responses that they're getting, and so they don't ask the question, and they end up, you know, failing themselves or, you know, quitting the protocol and having a tough time of it. So all of this dialogue that I'm putting out here on the phone is giving you, feeding you some information that, so maybe, and maybe today you won't be able to have a response or have an answer, but at least have some thought about it, because as every day you're facing some sort of challenge in this protocol, and so a lot of days are successes, but sometimes just life, going to work with coworkers, you know, all kinds of issues you could possibly be having, and not having a place to really, a safe place to, in order to, you know, discuss that and get help, instant help, sometimes either from us or from other people that are through the protocol or in boats, that it's difficult. So we kind of figure out if there's actually a space for this type of a private members area, or a private members site, if you will. And what we literally do is kind of take our book and break it down into phases and literally walk you through chapter by chapter, or section by section, phase by phase, and really help break this down into no-brainer type of protocol. And you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, the phase two is really easy to do because you just follow the foods or whatever, but then when it gets to phase three, they get a little freaked out. I know for me personally, the structure of phase two and knowing exactly what I had to eat and exactly what courses I had to eat and exactly what to make and thinking ahead every day of what I was going to have, I felt safe. And then when I got into phase three, even though I loved the food choices that I had, loved the latitude that I had with, you know, adding certain foods back into my diet, I also got a little, you know, all of a sudden the routine kind of got out of the way, and it was more difficult to figure out what I wanted to eat on a daily basis, more difficult to maintain that regimen of having the, you know, 6 servings of fruits and vegetables a day and the protein a day, and it just didn't feel as safe. And I get that feedback a lot from people that they love the structure of phase two because they know exactly what they have to do. But when it gets to phase three and phase four, all of a sudden not having that structure is a very scary place. So what would it look like to be able to have a place that you're in phase three and every single day you know how to you know, gradually increase your calories, what dishes that are available to you, the recipes that that Janie had come up with and created that are really amazing desserts and foods that you can have in phase three, knowing how to prepare them and kind of knowing ahead of time for the week or whatever what your menu is going to look like. So it's constantly, it becomes a way of life, but also you feel safe on how to navigate that. How to navigate dining out. You know, Jay and I went out to Cheesecake Factory for my son's birthday the other day, and we looked on their website ahead of time to see what kind of menu they had and what kind of choices we had, and we were completely blown away at the calorie intake of dishes that, from their face value, would look like it would be a safe choice. I mean, an ahi tuna salad, you know, it was just 1,800 calories. I mean, their chicken, it was some kind of, what was it, James? Chicken, some chicken salad or something that was, it was some kind of chicken, you know, salad or something. It was a salad. We're thinking, okay, you're safe for the salad, and the salads were 2,100 calories. Now, granted, they weren't all bad calories because they had avocados and nuts in them and what have you, but who thinks about possibly going to dinner and having one meal and that one meal being more than your entire daily allowable calorie intake? So we had to figure out how to navigate that menu and how to choose something we both like and figure out the calorie intake so we could actually enjoy the meal and enjoy a side dish and even choose if we wanted to, you know, dessert, have a piece of cheesecake, which one it would be and what the choices were. And this is being in phase. We're in phase four. We're in the phase that we can eat whatever we want, but still we have a guideline which we want to try and maintain. And going into a restaurant blind and not having a clue of what's in the food or what the calorie intake of those dishes are, you literally can step into a minefield that you have no clue of. So these are some of the things that we're talking about putting together, but we don't know how to put it together. We don't know if it's even valuable or not to put together and how best to deliver that so it would be easy for everyone to tune in. And one of the things that we were concerned about when we wrote the book and we had the different cookbooks was that we were delivering both phase two and phase three cookbooks at the same time. And even though we separately packaged them deliberately, so we were hoping that everyone would just follow the path of how it's laid out and that they would use phase two cookbook for phase two recipes for phase two and phase three recipes for phase three. But you know, people, human nature is the curiosity kills the cat. So curiosity drives people to go, well, what's in phase three? And what people don't realize, a lot of the dishes look very similar, some are even named the same or similar names, but they have different ingredients because some are allowable and some are not allowable. And so by switching books, you can actually completely sabotage your whole weight loss protocol by thinking you're eating something that should be within the allowable, but yet there's something in there, there's an ingredient in there, or there's a part of it that's not, and you can make that mistake. So we're like, okay, well, how do we get around that? So the beauty of having a member's site like we're discussing is that no matter when you come into the protocol, the clock starts for the beginner. So if you come in one day and someone else comes in a week later, you're getting the same exact beginning, middle, and end that the person ahead of you got, but at the time frame and at the speed in which you entered the program. So that way you're not allowed to go from phase one, gorge days, to three. Now, it won't allow you to jump ahead into phase two unless you completed phase one following the steps. It won't allow you to jump ahead to phase three unless you complete every single day of phase two. And it won't allow you to get into phase three cookbook unless you're actually in phase three. And this is a way of actually protecting you against your own curiosity, but also chronologically walking you through the system and through the protocol exactly the way it was designed to, so everyone gets exactly the same results. And that's what the power of it is. That's at least in theory, that is what we're excited about. That so one person doesn't follow the protocol one way and get one result, and the other person kind of veers off track and gets another result. By doing it this way, everyone can at least get a shot of having the same exact level of success as we've had and the other people that have followed the protocol this way have had. So that's pretty much what we're thinking about, what we'd like to do. And now really the question is it valuable? Is it helpful? Is it something it would work or not? You want to add something like that? You have at it. So that's kind of where we're at with this thought process, and especially now as we're going through Thanksgiving and Christmas, even though that this is something we would have implemented for after the new year, for the majority of the people that would probably choose to do this after the holidays, because it is very difficult to try and stay on point during the holidays. But for those of you that actually are in this protocol, I don't want you to fret, going through Thanksgiving, because like even the video today that I'm gonna be releasing probably in the morning, it gives you a great tip on how to actually deliberately break protocol, how to break protocol for certain events, and get back on track with the least amount of damage to your waistline and actually losing too much traction while you're on the diet. And we're going to be releasing all of the decadent desserts for the holiday season that we enjoy and love, that actually don't have sugar in them, that you actually can make and either have for your own holiday meals or bring to your holiday party, so you know that you always have something that you can actually consume safely. At least it's a better choice than maybe the pecan pie or the cherry pie or what have you. At least it's an option for you. And we're going to be doing that systematically and putting these videos together and these recipes and how to make them, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be kind of our gift through the holidays to help you guys navigate them the best you can. For those of you that are on protocol, those of you that are choosing to do your next phase or start your phase after the holidays, totally understand that. And at least if we get your feedback over the next few weeks on how best to build this, then it should be ready for you to implement and test drive and what have you come the beginning of the year. So I hope I've given you enough information to maybe give feedback. You can give me some feedback on that. And if you have some other questions or concerns you want to get into, we got plenty of time. I hope you won't be shy, because then we're going to have a long call if nobody really wants to kind of throw out some ideas there. You can be as anonymous as you want, so you don't really have to say your name if you don't want to. You can just say, hey, this is what I think. I think it's crap, or I think it'd be great, or this is what would help me. I'll vigorously write down some notes, and then we'll also post our blog up to the list, and you guys can actually really start plugging in. If you have Facebook blogs, you can just plug in your thoughts and feedback there, and hopefully we'll get enough interaction from the 4,000 people on the list to really put together something that actually works for you. Okay. So with that said, I got a couple hands up. They may be accidental hands, but I'm going to open up the lines. Actually, I'm going to open up the lines. I wasn't going to open up all the lines. Let me just open up this caller, and see if there's some feedback there or just an accidental hand. So 818-678, you're on the air. If you accidentally put your hand up, just say so, and we'll check
Hey,
out.
What's up, man?
Hey, it's Jason.
Yes, that's me.
Hey, I love
your voice. Dude, all I have to say is this calling guy, what a great guy, man. Yeah, you. Yeah,
thanks,
unbelievable. I'm saying, seriously, I was skeptical, and I'm a believer.
You're a believer.
I'm a believer. Amen.
All right. I'm glad, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
man.
Today I just let me look at my thing. Today, 3.25 pounds.
Perfect. Right on point, man. You're doing good, man. You're blowing it up right out of the gate. That's good, man. That's good.
I see why
you're a believer. So, hey, do you have any thoughts about what I just said?
Yep, I actually thoughts about what you said. Yeah, I think it's a great idea that you're able to write something that if people do go off point and they go and go and do their holiday thing, that they can come right back. I think that's a great idea that you can write that in there and do it safely.
Okay. That we're gonna load up. I'm gonna load that video up. Now what do you think about if you have having a portal or having a place to go to on a daily basis to walk you through this protocol, or do you think that's not necessary?
I think it is necessary for the beginner, until people get started, until they kind of have an idea of what they're doing.
Okay.
But I think it's a very, very good idea that, people have a set schedule. That way, the results will be the same for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's what I'd love to see. Really, that's the real thing that turned my crank was how can we implement it that everybody comes out of the gate pretty much with the same, with similar to the same results, which means basically maximum fat loss, maximum muscle tone, the maximum body transformation, you know, feeling the best they can, and because they did everything to the max, you know, so it was like they got out of it what they put into it and being coached along the way. It's basically being able to have a coaching program instead of me doing it one-on-one, being able to do it with the masses, so not just a few people can get the benefit of that, but everybody can get the benefit of that. That's the goal.
Yeah, and I think that laying out like an actual, like, you know, the 40-day, you need like the 30-day and then the 40-day, you know, basically whatever, you know, page they click on or if that's how you're going to do it,
right.
I think that's an incredible idea. I'm saying that will make stuff so point-and-click and easy.
Right.
You know, people will basically, you can pretty much tell them what to get, and then they'll go and get it, you know?
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking about. So I appreciate the feedback, Jason, man. I appreciate it, brother. You're doing good, man. You're doing good.
Thank you very much. And I'll keep you updated on what's going on as well.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye. Okay. 614-985. You're on the air. If your hand was up, just. It's up, so I don't know if it's on purpose or accidentally. You there? Are you going to be shy? 614 area code.
Hi, Colin.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
This is Angela out of Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I think what you're talking about tonight would be great. It's a great idea. But actually, I had a question that I wanted to ask you about phase three.
Okay.
When you go into phase three, which I'm in that phase and I'm doing really well there, I have stabilized or am stabilizing and haven't gone over my last weight, you know, from phase two. But anyway, what I wanted to know is I hear people saying, well, you can't have any carbs or sugar in that phase. Is it still okay to take in the Melba toast and the Grassini breadsticks or whatever in that phase?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, those two are so, and they're not my favorite even in phase two, but I mean, that's something your body's kind of been used to. Strictly beyond your phase three is no carbs, no sugar. That is technically a carb, but it's also the carb that you've been allowing your body to have while you've been on protocol. So the worst of all the evils, I would say that's probably the better one, you know. But, yeah, I really can't say no on phase three and yes on phase two on that one because that one's allowed from Simeon himself. So, yeah, I think that's a good question.
Well,
yeah.
I had been, when I first started phase three, I was continuing to take it in, and it didn't bother me one way or the other, I guess, like you said, because I was still, you know, had been doing it from phase two. But then I noticed that I just kind of noticed that people were saying, well, you can't have the carbs. So I stopped taking it in. And actually, I don't know, I guess I really hadn't noticed much difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm still just kind of basically just stabilizing. And in a couple of days, I'll be going into phase four. And so I'm just looking forward to going into that phase. And I just wanted you to know also that I appreciate you so much, you and your wife, Janie, for the information on phase three. Because coming out of phase two, I was completely lost. And it was just like a miracle that I came across your site. So it was a blessing. You guys have been a blessing to me. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. And we both got music to our ears, so we're so glad that we actually are able to put that information out there and it's helping. I mean, you're stabilizing. I mean, you don't know how many times people have so much trouble stabilizing in phase three, and it just seems that that formula works really well, and you're an obvious testament that that's the case because that your body's going to be setting your weight set point for, you know, your next phase if you're going to do another one, or at least for life. I get excited. This is the most important phase. Phase three is literally the make it or break it phase, and you're obviously doing fantastic at it. So well done, girl. Well done.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. You all have a blessed night. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? We got eyes open up the lines here. So if you got something that you want to share, you have any feedback on that, please do so. If not, we can, you know, I can just put it on my blog and you guys can let me know then, either way. So your lines are open, so whoever wants to share if you don't have any thoughts about that particular the subject matter at the moment, for any time to think about it, great. You got a question you need to have an answer to, I'll do my best to do that. Either way.
Hi, Colin.
Hello.
Hi. This is Patricia from Maryland. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Patricia. Good. How are you?
Doing good. I have a question. My brother is interested in the HCG diet, but he has high blood pressure, and he want to know would that be beneficial for him. He said he has it really bad.
Okay, well, like I said, medical questions, I'm not a doctor, can ask, but I can tell you from my personal experience, I had high blood pressure since I was 20 years old, and I was on meds for 20 years, and I'm no longer on any type of high blood pressure meds since I finished this protocol. So that's what I can tell you about me. The bottom line is that, I mean, it's common knowledge that any kind of excess weight does affect your blood system, affects your blood pressure, affects your heartbeat, affects a lot of things. So losing weight in general, healthy weight loss, is going to improve your overall health. So obviously, if you ask the doctor if he does this particular protocol, if he loses weight, it will improve his blood pressure. I think for me, my blood pressure problems for 20 years went away, never to come back. So that's what I can tell you on that, Patricia.
Okay, thank you.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
Hello? Okay. Still there? Okay. Any other? Speak around. Anybody else? Okay. Well, if no one else has got any feedback, I can end the call early and work on this video. But I'll give you a few more minutes if you got some feedback or have any questions you want to share with me. Ask. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you being on the call, and I'll go ahead and put this on my blog and send it out to you guys, send it out on a list so you guys can give me some feedback on that. I really would appreciate it. And whatever the feedback is, I mean, if you think it's a great idea, if it could be helpful, if it won't be helpful, you got any thoughts on how to do it, what would be best for you. And like I said, this is an individual thing. We want to know what would be best for you, what would help you in whatever phase of this protocol that you're in that you found it to be the most challenging, or what do you think will help somebody else? Because keep in mind, if you're going to do this protocol, you're probably going to tell somebody you love, somebody you care about, and you want to, how can you make it easier for them to complete this protocol and get walked through the process as well? So kind of pay it forward and give your opinion, and we can help create something that I think will be pretty phenomenal. With that said, I appreciate you. Thanks for the question. Thanks for being here on the call today, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.